Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. What is going on with that large rusting relic in Fort Point Channel in the seaport? Coast Guard says get rid of it. Some say preserve it. It represents old industrial Boston. We're talking about the Northern Avenue Bridge. It was shut down to cars more than a decade ago, closed off to pedestrians in 2014, and now city officials have a multi-million dollar plan to redevelop the bridge. But this is raising some questions. Should it be pedestrian only? Or should cars be allowed? And should it be another gateway to the seaport for vehicles? Well, joining us to talk about this is Dan McNichol, an author and infrastructure consultant. Hi there, Dan. Welcome.
Thanks, Deb.
So why focus on redeveloping this bridge right now?
Well, that's a loaded question, but it's a beautiful structure. It fits a spot in Boston that's missing as far as restoration, as preservation. It's a part of the modern age. And it's definitely a critical connection that's missing between the seaport, the booming seaport, and downtown Boston.
So it's my understanding that the options, very simply, of course, are get rid of the thing and build something completely new or rehab. What's your view?
Should we get rid of Fenway? Should we have gotten rid of it back in 1997? Of course not. And I think to lose this would be to lose a national treasure as well as a local icon.
Why is it a treasure? What does it represent?
Well, it represents the machine age, but it also represents a part of nautical history of Boston. It represents a connectivity. It represents a style of bridge that was very simple when it was built that's almost disappearing from the Boston scape. The Charlestown Bridge is going to be torn down. Broadway Bridge, the Old Colony Bridge, all these bridges were similar old steel bridges that are gone. And this somehow has survived all the politics and all the time.
Hmm. So that in and of itself makes it a relic. Well, let's talk about what city officials have said so far. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh spoke about the bridge in 2016. We have a little clip of what he said. Let's listen.
This is not simply just building a bridge. This is making a connection. This is connecting all of our city. It's something that people, when they come to our city, should want to have to see what the Northern Avenue Bridge will look like.
So Dan McNichol, the mayor says this is an important structure in the city, in the seaport. There's a task force looking into what to do with the Northern Avenue Bridge. And part of the issue here is General Electric, which moved to the seaport. And part of the deal with General Electric was that this bridge would be repaired and wouldn't be this hulking, rusting relic sitting there in the water. So the mayor initially said he would support a bridge that took cars and pedestrians. Is that right?
Well, I'm not sure about the cars, but I know General Electric is saying, absolutely. I saw the paragraph and the letter of intent saying, we are excited about coming to Boston, but you must fix this. And they were excited about all the pedestrian activity, all the millennials that were biking and moving about the city, going to the seaport. And that's one of the reasons they picked Boston, one of the reasons they picked the seaport.
Mm-hmm. But they are also thinking it's going to help ease traffic congestion because now it's very difficult to get to the seaport. So your thoughts, cars or no cars?
I say no cars, but if it means saving the bridge, then bring the cars on. But the cars would be better suited on the Evelyn Moakley Bridge with a zipper lane, kind of like the Southeast Expressway. To store cars during rush hour trying to get into the 93 northbound tunnel is really the problem. It's a late afternoon rush hour problem. This, I think, would help the congestion with cars included by getting buses and bikes and pedestrians out of the way and onto a new route.
Do you think that rehabbing this bridge will help deal with the traffic in the seaport?
It definitely will. The growing numbers of bikers, the growing numbers of pedestrians, the people moving about, tourists, commuters, residents, is undeniable. And this will offload some of that. But as far as traffic, I think the buses are probably the biggest contributor would be to get these buses that go through the Seaport District on their way over to North Station or anywhere downtown, give them a boost, get them to the front of the line, get them off the Seaport and into downtown by allowing them privileged access.
So maybe a bus bridge to take these buses.
Portland, Oregon did this. They have a trolley, bus, pedestrian, bicycle bridge. They spent $136 million or north of that on that bridge. I think this is that magnificent of a bridge that it deserves a part of that kind of investment.
Explain to me a little bit more about what your ideal vision of what the Northern Avenue Bridge could be would be under Dan McNichol's plan.
Well, thank you. it's so beautiful to walk through it, just to experience something remarkable, and that's what gets people excited. The bridge restored. It's a very simple flat iron bridge. at grade level, restore it, bring it back, and let it swing. It's like a 800-pound elephant doing a pirouette when it opens and swings and shuts. It's part of the movement, part of the magic. Bring back the, they call it the steam house, or they call it the bridge tender's house. It sits there on the bridge today, half form. The other half was torn down already. And then bring back this fireboat house that was sitting over by the courthouse on the fixed end of the bridge. It was a five-story structure, beautiful terracotta ceiling, shingles, and it allowed for the fireboat house to have a presence right on the harbor. That could be converted into a wooden boat center, like Seattle also has, a center for wooden boats, to get people into the harbor, into the ocean. Mm. I spent a lot of time there, and it's very difficult to get in the water, not to walk along the harbor walk, but to get in the water. And I think getting people in boats on the four-point channel, activating the water sheet, would make that bridge absolutely complete. Hmm. Make it a boathouse.
Well, let's talk about money, because it's always money, right?
Sure,
cost
sure.
significant here. $15 million just to take down the bridge was the last estimate I saw, anywhere between $30 and $70 million. The city has about $46 million in city funds, I think, and Congressman Lynch, who represents this area, says he's got about $9.4 million in federal funding. And he is also, by the way, supporting car lanes on the bridge. But the costs are significant. And we did speak with Rick Domino, who's president of the nonprofit A Better City. And he's also chair of Mayor Marty Walsh's task force about the Northern Avenue Bridge. And this is what he says about money.
If we want a bridge that has historical context and relevance and respect for preservation, that's a very important goal, but it costs money to do that.
Hmm. It does cost money. So, Dan McNichol, where would the money come from?
Well, there's two opportunities that I mentioned earlier. The bridge tender's house, that could be converted at its full size into a lot of square feet. That's very, very valuable. The fireboat house brought back, somewhat like the Tea Party Museum on the Congress Street Bridge, but this would be actually historic and accurate. Bring back that fireboat house, make that a usable private-public partnership in some way. Mm-hmm. But really, the money, for example, there's $100 million set aside for the bridge out to Long Island, which to me looks like a dead end. I'm a city taxpayer, so I can appreciate the struggles here, but why $100 million to an island when we want to preserve the harbor islands, maybe bring them back to their natural beauty, get rid of the highway bridge? Why not service that with boats? Why not put the $100 million already dedicated to that project back into the city to create access to the water for Mattapan students, children, parents? Dorchester's blocked off by the water from 93, Roxbury, East Boston, Charlestown, the list goes on. This could be the spot where people get into the ocean, get into the harbor, and celebrate the past, celebrate the connectivity that this bridge represents. It's much more about than connecting physically. It's also about connecting to the past, and I think that's critical. And if we get rid of it, we'll never be able to reproduce anything like it.
Now, I just want to ask you, because this is something that might immediately come up in folks' minds when they're listening to this conversation. Does redoing this bridge only really serve a fraction of the city? How could it be that the bridge might serve people beyond the seaport? Why should people outside of the area care about the Northern Avenue Bridge?
Well, I think when people come to Boston, they love to see the old. They love to see Paul Revere's home. They love to see the texture of Boston, which is complex. And this is that missing patch in the quilt. This is a part of Boston's history that's being torn down as we speak. The Charlestown Bridge is about to go. The Broadway Bridge is gone, long gone. This is a part of experiencing something moving, something historic. And it's to walk through it, to bike through it, to drive through it. I've done all of those things over the years. It makes you remember Boston as much as any experience you could have in Boston.
Okay. Dan McNichol, author and infrastructure consultant, thanks very much for coming in today.
Well, thank you, Deb. Thanks for having me on.